Cowabunga, dudes! Michelangelo here from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and you are listening to the Tokyo Black Hour with Jermaine, Jamar, Brandon, the most bodacious dudes, right here! Cowabunga! Whoa!
Whoa, the Tokyo Black News and Review is back, episode 285. Hey man, happy to have you.
Always.
Happy to have you. Episode 285, and all of these great stories and great articles that we probably did not read, but only halfway, are going to be from April the 16th all the way to April the 22nd, 2024. And if you new to America, you just heard Kendrick Lamar threw acid on a man. Drake came and threw him in the volcano like Terminator. You know how they put him in there? Damn, only thing that can kill you is molten lava.
I mean, he like that sometimes.
You had Drake come out here and slap the world with a Kamehameha. Where y'all been hiding these verses at?
Yeah, no shit. And then he pulled it back to back and dropped that fucking song with AI Tupac and AI Snoop Dogg.
I ain't heard that shit. I said, I'm tired of y'all niggas fucking up everything, but I'm going to have to get on board to make that money.
Yeah. I was going to call this episode like Monkey Stump. But you know what I'm going to call? You know we going to call this episode today?
What's it?
What it going to be?
For the burning man. Another man has set himself on fire for protest. What do you think about the burning man?
Bruh, Brandon.
Yeah.
I don't know what that goddamn eclipse moon. I don't know how these niggas keep spoon feeding these white folk to throw that gasoline on your skin. Bruh, look, y'all niggas, y'all always been able to speak y'all message on television. You ain't got to go that far.
Now, are you talking about that fucking chump that lit himself on fire?
Yeah, that's why the episode gonna be called The Burning Man.
Yeah. These niggas here got, hey boy, I'm telling you, boy, hey look, Brandon, to me and my brother and to you, my constitution is so weak, nigga, that I mean, like, I couldn't even purchase a gas canister, bro. I'm telling you, bro, I couldn't even, it would be no follow through with me with that shit. None. I apologize, but nigga, none. I'm weak.
I would just want to tell our listeners, don't light yourself on fire for any reason. Nobody is going to remember. Do you remember that guy that fucking lit himself on fire 2 months ago over the fucking Palestine war?
Can anybody say it?
Can anybody tell me that guy's name?
I hate to say it. I don't know who this man is. And we moved on. I've been eating waffles and pancakes. I've forgotten all about you. I'm still watching my television. And guess what? The war's still going.
Yeah. Can anybody name any of those Tibetan monks that lit themselves on fire? Or God,
them niggas did that shit. Burning up all them good clothes.
Wasn't there another person that lit themselves on fire not too long ago? Like maybe last year sometime?
A lot of people. I don't even care. You know, I used to thought that monk shit was fire. I'm like, man, this shit kind of badass. And monk just burning himself up without screaming. Then I thought to myself, why would a man burn himself up? What are you doing? Guess what? The tanks kept rolling.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, there's got to be another way. Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, keep it more in line. These niggas on television, they spirits now.
Hey, you know, where they burnt themselves, they probably built a town over it.
Right. If Brandon say nothing about that shit, Jamal, I totally forgot about them goddamn monks. And I remember looking at that shit like, damn, boy.
Y'all that's niggas strong, got strong willpower.
Yes, sir.
Strong constitution. Let's get on up to the drum beats of war. I laughed until I cried. We haven't talked about Putin or the Ukraine war in a long time. Oh, man. So this made a lot of white people mad. Made me a little mad, too. Zelensky say Americans aren't funding war in Ukraine. They are protecting democracy. And I'm like, how? You bankrupted America with them shenanigans. I'm pretty sure Uncle Sam got a wallet hidden in the background, but the American people don't get a hit of that.
Yeah, where them stimmies? Yeah. I mean, look, man, we got to fight the commies. Yeah.
It don't make sense that you will waste money when Russia going to win anyway. You can't bleed them out. If you could bleed them out, we would have done it by now.
Shit, that ain't what that motherfucking one article was saying. They were saying fucking Russia could be running out of money sooner rather than later. Yeah. The only reason this war ain't over is because we don't directly want to fucking have a confrontation with the Soviet Union.
How can you not have a confrontation? Hey, look, man, it's like a nigga over here Hey, bro.
We've got to fight with, like, chess pieces. You know, if we've got to... We could save a ton of money if we just sent our own shit over there, but we can't, because then that's when nukes are really going to start flying, probably, so...
Honestly, can I ask an honest question, bro? Sure. How does a nigga think he moving with chess pieces when I know you funding this nigga? If I'm at my ends with nigga, my buttons are tippin' toe to the nuke-a-low.
Yeah, well, see, that's where the dance comes in, though, because you can't give them too much shit, because that's an open declaration of war. So, like, Russia is playing a long game trying to bleed us out, too.
If I give a couple niggas some AKs in the hood to go and get some more niggas I knew, I'm funding the war, my nigga. This shit's over with, nigga. You switching sides.
Like I said, it's a delicate dance.
That's what white people call it, delicate dance. I call it treason, nigga. Quit funding these niggas, man. Step up. God damn it. Hey, look, Brandon, think about it. What you more about to say? If they bleed them niggas dry completely, what they gonna do? They gonna absorb them niggas and do what?
I mean, it'd be the second time they fill. Yeah.
Well, goddamn, nigga, we need a third.
I mean,
go ahead, Ma.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you like this. You can't believe no economist. How he know what Russia finance is looking like?
Thank you. God damn it, that's intelligent.
That sound like country talk to me.
Hey.
Damn, come on, man. You know how much money they got on the books?
They only got $10 million, nigga. They almost broke. I checked the books myself. Nigga, you went over there and checked them. No, nigga, the internet told me. But y'all, hey, bro, I want you to pay attention to Brandon. What Jamar say? What we all read? They said that nigga would better have that war going longer than 3 months. Man, I ain't seen the nigga stop shooting since day two.
It's been almost 3 years.
God damn, that's a long time, boy.
We gonna bleed that pig dry. Well, he's running pretty strong out of 3 years.
Hey, he just killed a bunch of niggas. He killed the nigga that was in hiding that wanted to call himself Rebellion. Think about that shit, Brandon. He got monkey stumped a week later after his interview on the TV. What's wrong with these niggas? I'm gonna absorb this nigga funds too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I damn sure don't want to get monkey stomped, though, so this is all a parody and a satire and comedy. And
we are worthless. What could they monkey stomp us for, all five fans?
I don't know, but I'm just putting it out there, comrades.
Damn. Yeah. I'm going to tell you like
comrade.
This. Comrade. There you go. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you like this, nigga. If your attitude comes toward me to monkey stomp, just know it's going to end the American way, nigga. That's all I'm going to tell you.
You're going to come in the house, shoot him like a vampire in the sun.
Well, goddamn. I'm going to make sure I shoot a nigga through the window. Nigga, stand right here, nigga. I want this shit to look like one of them blade bullets.
Oh, man. I love when Americans shoot other men out the window. It's utterly ridiculous, boy. But if it happened, RP to you, man. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Let's get up to those people who no longer get shot in the chest and blown out the window.
It's a sad day for every nigga in the OK Corral.
It was a sad day for a lot of them.
This motherfucker got shot out of door, ain't never went and seen the outside again. God damn, boy, you got shot in the bar, and that was the last thing you seen was the ceiling.
Do you think the population would be so big during the Wild Wild West? They were killing each other for pieces of gold. They were killing you for a ham sandwich. Everybody in the town should be dead. And you had one person who was so good that he can stop a whole marauder. It's impossible.
You get the three amigos, those three white fellas coming in saving the Alamo. Anything can happen.
White folks famously didn't save the Alamo, though.
I mean, my nigga, I know, but you know how it is.
Well, the three amigos say something twice. That movie gonna go down in history as in as goddamn woof. They don't even bring it up no more. Let's get on up to the upper room where we mourn the celebrities that have passed away in the current week. Boy, I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't know what it is, but TikTok. The numbers of death is going through the roof.
Well, just because, you know, more motherfuckers are getting, quote unquote, you know, well, they're getting not famous. They're getting recognizable, you know.
Bodybuilder and fitness influencer, Jonas Tilho, dead at 29. He was rushed to the hospital with COVID. This motherfucker here was outrageously big, too. And I'm like, damn, dude. R.I.P. Moving on
down. Everything was big except his immune system.
Say that again.
I'm just saying, man. A little more vitamin C, a little less fucking vitamin roid.
Nigga, one orange, nigga.
But allegedly, this motherfucker might have been all natty. I don't know, you know.
Man, ain't nobody that big all natty. It's not humanly possible.
I'm just saying, I'm speculating, but
you see motherfucker like Dwayne the Johnson, The Rock. I mean The Rock, whatever. Let's just say The Rock. If you go back to when he was in Doom and Tooth Fairy to now, he's like two different people. He looks like he ate four other Dwayne The Rocks and consumed their body weight.
I'll stop you when you're wrong. If you go back to looking at him at the height of his wrestling fucking fame, you know, when he was probably his most in shape, that motherfucker did not look like that.
Oh, that nigga look like, well, I'm telling you, boy, I look like the Thunder God, don't that nigga look like goddamn, you know, he look like, what's Lionel? If he had a good man to have, boy, he'll look just like Lionel.
I'll take it. Unattractive Lionel, but let's get on down to TikTok star Kyle Rosa Ruth, dead at 36. Her family mourns her death, but nobody said how she died.
Brandon, that's a three-letter word. Well, anybody like to spin the wheel? Yeah, I got it, Pat. I want mouth, nigga.
Oh, man, moving on down.
Come on, make spend them letters.
Boy, your drug dealer make you go bankrupt. Let's get on down to TikTok star Eva Evans, dead at 29. I don't know who this woman is, but she was recognized for her insight in life in New York City, her home, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But this is the most important part. She was on an Amazon Prime comedy series that she promoted and directed.
Yeah,
Club Rats.
She had that one fucking TikTok that went viral. I got a clip.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
What man is? Moving on down to this hillbilly of the week. Pro-Kremlin, Texas, Russell Bentley, who fought for Russia, found dead in Ukraine. Out of all the people getting blowed up, how do you recognize this one white man?
This nigga kept his ID on him?
Not a lot of them were from Texas to get blown up over there, so he did kind of stood out with his fucking spurs and his 10-gallon hat still on.
Goddamn, comrade.
Did he go fight for Russia?
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When Russell Bentley died in Ukraine.
Man, Now that's a real shame when folks be throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that.
Jamar, you want to know what's funny? They used that joke in two different movies. I've got a whole nother clip where they say the same joke, just a little bit different.
Hey, look, mix it up, goddammit. Shake it up.
I love the white people comments. That's what you get. You going to hell, you traitor. Goddamn.
I mean,
he was from Texas.
Okay, bro, they're fighting for Russians.
Do you understand that these niggas will give up their livelihood for some sovereign shotguns and ammunition? You white folks got to be insane.
He must have been watching too much Tucker Carlson.
Oh, that scary ass nigga over there.
I guess we should call him Tucker Comrade.
Yeah, hell yeah, nigga. Check his papers. Check his papers.
He got the Kremlin in his back pocket.
Yeah, no shit. He shouldn't have been able to come back after that fucking interview.
That motherfucker got wise all over here. Can I go see the president today? No, nigga. You don't work for Fox.
Moving on. Terry Andrews, AP reporter, abducted in Lebanon. He was held captive for 7 years. In 1985, he did. Brandon said he knew who this man was, and I was like, ooh.
Nah, I said that.
Cause I made that up.
I don't recall saying that.
He was a war hero, I guess. If you can survive in Lebanon and then be able to come back home, eat a full meal, you got a strong constitution, man.
Bro, if you a POW nigga, y'all owe me for the rest of my life, nigga. I've been
He was a reporter.
That's a POW nigga, a prisoner of war, nigga. He wasn't there for vacation, nigga. He was there tied up, nigga. You better be glad they have him in the pokey.
Shit, you could have went to North Korea, boy, and came back, and it was your funeral. Think how dirty North Korea is. We'll send them back. You send us half a man.
Nigga, you ain't asked for him to come back whole. Get that skeleton off our land.
Dirty bastard. Moving on down to Bob Graham, long-term U.S. Senate and two-term Florida governor, died. I thought his name was Billy Graham for a minute. I said, who the hell is Bob Graham?
I hate to say it. I hope it don't sound ridiculous, but.
I don't know who this man is. Moving on down to Dickie Beats.
No, Dickie Betts.
Dickie Betts. Man, look at Beats from Dickie Betts, Allman Brother Band guitarist, dead at 80.
Yes, Brandon. We will put some respect on Dickie Betts' name. He was great.
Me and Jermaine will not. No, nigga. You have to play it for us. Hey, Jermaine, have you heard that new Dickie Betts album?
I know it, man. I do know it. Hey, look, I'm gonna play. Hey, hit that track, B-Rock.
Oh, look at here. Looks like somebody threw away a perfectly good white boy.
Goddamn right they threw this nigga away because he didn't exist.
Y'all are terrible. Hey, yeah.
I don't think now a person in America should name their son Dickie. I don't care.
It was a different time, you know.
Yeah, come here, Dickie. Okay. Jail name, nigga.
You know, his name was probably Robert or something. But come on, man, the Allman Brothers are fantastic. You know. They had fucking fuck ton of hits. You know. Not Allman. A-L-L-M-A-N.
I've heard a song. I remember seeing their commercials on the weekends.
Yeah.
Buy your Allman Brother tape for $19.99.
Yeah, I listen to all those tapes, man. They're dope. Rest in peace, Dickie Betts.
I hate to say it, but I don't know who these white men are. I sent them up to heaven, Brandon.
Dickie Betts gets his own limousine. This one's on me.
What the hell is TikTok?
Yeah, no shit. He's got to rob them nobodies. Not on my watch.
You might be right. My bad, nigga. This nigga had commercials. Y'all nigga had app life.
Yes.
But I'm pretty sure in their prime, they made more than Dickie made when he was the same age.
No fucking way. Not a chance.
Hey, man. I'm not going to fist a cup of goddamn Dickie. Let's get on down to the Burning Man.
What's your husband's name, Dickie? Like, what? Whatever, nigga. What's your homeboy name, Dickie? Nobody want to hear that shit.
Hey, Brandon, yeah. The only place you ain't going to find a giant prehistoric snake found in India.
Living in America.
They found something said bigger than a T-Rex. How the hell, Yaki? We are not digging fast enough to find these animals because every 50, 60, 70 years, whoa, we found something that was the size of a mountain.
Show me this Leviathan.
I was about to say, are we like starting to get into kaiju territory here?
I think so.
Seems like it.
A snake bigger than a T-Rex? Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When that snake seen that T-Rex.
Room service. Y'all need y'all niggas bring me some chicken.
Actually, you probably should have said.
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
Do you understand? I'm going to say it real quick. White folk been lying so long. The T-Rex has always been the biggest species they had. None of these niggas been finding human beings, giant Leviathan snakes. Y'all niggas find a giant nigga with giant feet. What we doing here, man?
Well, the T-Rex wasn't ever the biggest. They still had Brontosaurus and Brachiosaurus, all the Aptosaur family. Yeah.
Oh, it was the biggest carnivore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be right on that.
I mean, it's a damn snake, nigga. They don't eat plants, nigga.
He eat the whole Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah. I'm gonna digest this nigga next week.
Technically, just as long as the Tyrannosaurus was slightly shorter than it, then yeah, it could probably eat a whole Tyrannosaur.
Yeah, but they found something that was four times bigger than the Tyrannosaurus. And I'm like, a Titan.
Oh, four times bigger?
Yeah. Made that motherfucker look like made him look like a goddamn gummy bear. Oh. Moving on down. Let's get on down.
My one question. Nigga, how long it take to sweep off a bone that's four times bigger than a fucking T-Rex? Because I seen them move, nigga. Y'all be sweeping for lifetimes.
Wow, four times.
Now they got the machine now. They be buffing the hell out of them.
Okay.
They ain't taking care no more. Oh, let's get on down some good old American news. We're going to go down here real quick. Shout out to people in Dubai, man. We're going to pray for you. They got the heaviest rain ever. Cars flooded, streets flooded. It's normally so hot in Dubai, you can cook a whole egg salad.
You know why they got the rain?
People say it's cloud seeding, but then they say, oh, it's not cloud seeding.
You a goddamn lie. Bro, what else could it be, nigga? The only time y'all have something like this when y'all start doing cloud seeding a couple years ago.
I think they started doing it heavy. We needed the rain on the Monday.
Yeah. Somebody had to test the waters. And we finna fuck up all these motherfucking Bugattis, though, nigga.
Yeah, no shit.
Send them to America.
Flood all damage the titles. Sad but true.
Rappers out there buying flood vehicles.
My Bugatti started smoking as soon as I got it, nigga. Don't put that on the internet.
But then they buying it at American face value.
Oh, boy. Scratch that Venn number.
Hey, moving on from Dubai. Hey, shout out to science, man. I'm telling you. Science is only as good as you can throw it. For the first time in 1 billion years, amazing they know this has been happening in 1 billion years, two life forms truly merged into one organism. How would you know it's 1 billion years?
We ain't even been here a billion years.
What? Yeah, the Earth's been around for a billion years.
Nigga, our intelligence level have not.
Well, so, yeah, but I mean, like, microbes and shit have.
You can only check the microbes that you know about and have already found. That shit they found in the promo files. Huh. Ain't never seen this before.
Yeah. I'm with my brother. You niggas stop fucking with the permafrost. Stay the fuck out of there.
1 billion years, that's a lot of information. You have to already have known most of that information to give that calculation. 1 billion years.
I'm with my brother. If y'all nigga had 1 billion years of information, then get my niggas out these crutches. Get my niggas out these wheelie chairs. You know what, nigga? Get niggas more stimmies. It shouldn't be that hard, right? Y'all been here 1 billion years, nigga. Tighten up, nigga. Look, I need a cure for everything.
Yeah, a lot of shit don't make sense. We go off who time. Dinosaur didn't tell time. They got up by the moon and the sun and everything else.
That's true.
So how do you dictate years? But hey, man, moving on down. Let's get on.
White
down
folks ain't stealing shit from the Mayans, but go ahead, Ma.
Yeah, that motherfucker could have been wrong. You can't check behind a map. Man, yeah. The sun come at the same time. That's pretty amazing.
I don't believe it.
Brandon, like, look at you, hillbilly. You have no scientific knowledge. Yeah, buddy. Every 20 years, we have some scientists come out. I'm a fraud. The whole equation means nothing.
Who was the last disgraced scientist?
It was somebody a while ago, brother. It took him 40 years. Oh, he came out and said, I didn't know what I was talking about. That motherfucker said, I was just so happy that people couldn't solve it. He couldn't solve it.
Oh, I remember that nigga. He's lying there, writing on all them boards. He said he didn't know what he was doing. That's what you always tell you niggas. If you can't check behind this math, how you know he right?
That's it. Like, if a man explain how an engine works in a rocket, you can be telling me anything. How would I know?
That's a fair point. Yeah.
It's true, nigga. Like, for real, nigga. Yeah, the combustion goes sideways, nigga. And in the HVS tech, nigga. You know what happened after that? Boom, nigga. More combustion, nigga, and it fly off. For real. Yeah.
You really talking gibberish. Man, let me tell you, I do a heart transplant. Even in your words, I don't understand how you cut a man's chest cavity open and rearrange his heart. Yeah, we look at it on TV, but they ain't a detail that we think.
I don't want to see that shit beating and thumping, nigga.
But am I right, Brandon?
What's that?
When somebody is smarter than you, you believe everything they tell you.
Well, I don't know about that.
When it comes to mathematical equations, you can't solve it.
I mean, I can't solve it, but I ain't just going to take his word for it neither. I'm going to need to see maybe 3 or 4 of them gang up and then all agree. And then
you a lying white man. I would have left that cracker where he was. Yeah, that shit look legit, nigga. You would know. I would. You see?
Let me put it in my calculator. It keep reading error. Calculator not smart enough.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I can't prove him wrong, but he can't prove himself right either because I can't understand the content. So I'm going to need...
If he get 40 people to say he right, that shit can it.
Hey, man, if he can get 40 people respected in their field to be like, yeah, this guy's right, then I'll believe him. Yeah.
You know what $10 do for 40 niggas just to prove you wrong, nigga? I'm just saying,
He could call up like 40 scientist buddies of his and be like, hey, I'm fucking with this guy. Will you all agree with me? And after that, I'd be none the wiser. Yeah, I'd have to find like a Goodwill Hunting or something and see if he could fucking figure it out for me. Give me an unbiased opinion.
We ain't going that hard, nigga. Let me show you how to get some of that poonan over here, nigga. I'm going to show you some of my tricks and trades.
Hey, man. If you've never seen, what's the movie? Interstellar. At a teacher, boy, when you're dumb and the other man's smarter than you, you never figure it out. Should I tell the spoiler?
Mm-hmm. No. They come out Interstellar 2, so these niggas are a little late.
Are they coming out Interstellar 2?
They've been talking about it, so I believe so.
I doubt it.
I think he signed on for it.
Huh. I don't know. Have you ever
seen Interstellar?
I have not, no.
You need to, Brandon. You'll like it.
Yeah.
It's a damn good movie. I was sad I put it off for so long. But this ain't an Interstellar podcast. This whole conversation goes back to when a person's smarter than you.
You know what I like to do? Wait till they turn around and hit them in the head with a brick. See how smart they are then. Yeah.
You ain't smart enough to watch these hands.
Right, you ain't smart enough to watch your back.
Oh, hey, man. My bad, I lied. My nigga, that was a farce. Yeah. Christopher Nolan said, fuck your heartbreaking ass.
Oh, man, moving on down, blah, blah, blah. The Garbage Pail Kids is coming out with a movie collection. It's coming out next month. Boy, you're going to get some photos, some information, and I think it's $19.99. When I get me $20, I'm going to go get that Garbage Pail. It's one of the worst movies ever made in history. And for some reason, I am sure there was a Garbage Pail 2 movie, but I guess I'm making that up.
Yeah, I don't think the first one did good enough to warrant a sequel.
But I can remember that shit, and I can remember just laughing at that goddamn movie. I was like, what is this? It's an adult Cabbage Patch movie. That's what I said. It's an adult Cabbage Patch movie. All of them like Cabbage Patch, but like
filthy
on drugs. An adult hard life. Like, nigga, I've been drinking and doing cocaine all week.
Oh, man. Shout out to Entertainer Weekly. Go ahead, Brandon.
No, I was just going to say, it says here that MGM couldn't afford to fund the sequel following the disastrous box office return.
Did they make a TV show or something? It was something else that kind of spun off that besides the cartoon.
I don't know. I thought they had a little bit of a mild resurgence, like, in the early 2000s.
Huh.
But don't quote me on that. Well, this
ain't a podcast for that. Let's get on down to Entertainer Weekly. Kanye West, boy. Shout out to the great Messiah. His partner, Bianca. What her name is? Sincero?
Bianca brainwashed.
Yeah, I'm with Brandon. Bianca ain't here no more.
She is walking around shoeless at Disneyland where bare feet are prohibited. And white people, boy, I just go for the comments now. White folk, I can't believe they'll let her walk around there. I can't walk around there like that. And another dude says, shut up, lady, because you're poor.
I mean, real talk.
I mean, like, she cut her motherfucking foot on a piece of glass. I think she'll be all right. What you think, Jamal?
Yes, she's going to be perfect. And they going to make sure not to have no glass in front of her foot. They are sweeping the ground while they walking in front of her.
You know what I understand now? I know as the white folks jump into all this aid to this architect white woman, I don't know what the fuck she do now, because she's just insane to me. But whatever. Bruh, do y'all understand that she don't care no more?
I'm just going to tell you like this. I got a rule of thumb. If you fall into a cult, that is your fault.
That's it.
That is your problem.
And when
what Brandon always say, an error on my end does not constitute hate on yours or something like that.
Yeah, we gotta ask I know what it is. An error on your end does not constitute haste on mine.
There you go. I appreciate it.
I've heard him say that shit so many times.
I shouldn't have to save you. I shouldn't even waste my tax dollars to get you out of your coat. What do you think, Brandon? If you get in a coat, that's on you. If Kanye West tell you to walk down the street butt naked and you do it, guess what? That is on you. We can't say this. We can't say that white woman. She's too far gone.
Yeah, no, not at all, man. And she's got fucking money and means, you know? Like, she's just doing that shit because she wants to.
I'm with it, bro. Hey, look. Go ahead, man. Go and get scuff them up, man. Kanye, what got you walking around there like, never mind. I ain't going to say it. Carry on.
Hey, boy. If you her daddy. Hey, bro. Hey, Brandon.
I was about to say her dad. She must be really mad at him.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Every time a neighbor come over and see Bianca, Censuro dad.
Just got that sad look in his eye. Wonder what happened to the apple of his eye. Yeah.
She's everybody apple now, nigga. Apple.
The neighbor coming over there giving Kanye West doubt, bro. I ain't seen her naked in forever.
I've been waiting on this. Hey, Bob, man. Do you understand the conversation you got to have with your friend? Hey, bro, please don't look online and see my daughter doing nothing. Nigga, she everywhere. I seen them milk. God damn it, I hated that song.
I seen her blowing Kanye in Italy.
Yeah, motherfucker. I didn't know she was like that. Bianca Young. Hey, when she coming in town, nigga? I wanna see you can get a nigga some Yeezys. I'm gonna come with a gold chain. Like, I got all your albums, nigga. College Dropout 1, College Dropout 2. Nigga, I ain't like that dummy.
Boy, I'm just saying. You better be watching your wife. They were coming over to see what she like. Hey, Maud. You mind if I cut the hedges? Yeah, but go ahead. Oh, man, get on down to Kanye West. Let's get on down to the man, the myth, the legend. O.J. Simpson remains or cremated. As lawyers say, disgrace. NFL star didn't want anybody to feel sorry for him. And as I go back to lab, we got white folk like to pick and choose, boy. Them white folk, RIP, you murderer. I'm like, God damn. That all the coming was like that. And then the black folk chimed in. He was proven not guilty under whatever ever law. That means, you know, we all know he killed her. You know what's funny, man? At the end of the conversation, the girl was like this. Just like we know Trump didn't pay his taxes.
We're starting insurrection. Well, I guess he ain't been cleared on that yet, though.
But I just like to see the white comments. I mean, RIP to what her name is? What was the girl who killed? I'm sorry. I'm too young to remember. Too old to remember now.
Who you talking about?
O.J. Simpson.
Oh, Nicole Brown Simpson?
Did you miss the whole conversation?
I do. I must have stroked out for part of it. Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? You said something about a girl.
God damn it, I don't know what the hell's going on. I was talking about O.J. Simpson still hanging out with the white folks. And then they were talking about, a lot of people call him a killer and a murderer. And then I just read one comment, and the girl was like, we know he's a goddamn, we know he's a killer. And then she was saying he was proven not guilty at all. And then, we know he's a murderer. Everybody knows the truth. And she was like, just like Trump didn't pay his taxes.
Right.
And that person never responded back to her.
Oh. Man, it is what it is.
It was nothing. Back to Bianca Cicero.
They go.
All right.
Hey, when she coming back in town, man? Like, nigga, I just want to give her a hug.
Hey, man, but shout out to O.J. Simpson, man. Like I said, black folk never hung around him. Only white people. The white people love to hang out with murderers.
You got him back in the racial draft of 2006.
And then we gave him right back. And then he's trying to steal his own Heisman. And then moving on, you want to hear the disrespect for anybody who hate O.J. Simpson? I want you to think how legendary he is, how much money he made somebody. They have the vehicle that Simpson fled in a 95 million American watch television chase. It is in a museum in Pigeon Forge. They have the Bronco in Pigeon Forge.
It's a piece of Americana, you know?
You think, Jamal Wright, y'all niggas insane. Look what they turned into history, nigga. Ain't that evidence?
I need more.
That's right. Let that go.
Man. Hey, man, moving on down to the MarySue.com. I should go to this website all the time. Been a long time. The MarySue.com. Hey, man, it's Hillbillies of the Week starting off. The Blair Witch cast asked for residuals following 25 years of disrespect. You know, I was laughing at these people, and you know why I'm going to continue to laugh at these people? I didn't know they all was paid off in the beginning, after the first movie, for the rights to the movie. They all were paid $300,000. And then y'all come and tell me y'all want some more money?
That right.
You sold a bad deal. They sold you that snake oil. They seen what the Blair Witch was. You saw the potential, but they saw the money.
I mean, like, the nigga.
Lionsgate. $300,000 buyout.
Well, hey, look, man. We sorry for y'all, but y'all, you know, hey, look, you fucked your money up, nigga. You should have put your part on that list.
That they wouldn't receive residual payments because they took the $300,000 up front. You got paid. You got paid.
I mean, that
and it was a student film, man. Y'all did real good. Y'all niggas should have just kept going.
Did they do they good, did. Though? That movie sucks.
That movie made a lot of money in the movie, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. $280
million. And I don't they rented $30,000 cameras.
I don't know how. That movie was awful.
I mean, I was mortified because I was like, well, I see some white people playing in the woods again.
The ending was stupid. The whole premise is dumb as fuck. That girl throws the map in the fucking creek, and I don't get mad. I don't even care if you get mad because I'm spoiling it. You know, it's
if you go back and watch it, it does not hold up in time. It is one of the rawest, worst found footage. It didn't hold up then. It was terrible. I went to the movie and like, is that the ending?
Yeah.
What happened?
The dumbest ending ever.
I'm like, you know, I hate to say it, but I think they just jugged me out of my money. Then I come back 5 years later, 10 years later, and look at the Book of Shadow, the Blair Witch 2, and I was like, wow, y'all really ran out of steam, huh?
That's
how you knew the studio had it then. It didn't make a sense, and it had plenty of nudity in it.
I watched it for free online. I didn't pay a dime for it, and I still wanted my money back.
Me too.
I didn't moving watch the down. Second one. They weren't going to get me twice.
Moving like on down. Just two.
Okay.
That's it. That second one didn't make nothing. It didn't even recoup the money from the movie from the first movie.
I mean, nigga, they got in the first one. It took too long. Y'all niggas should have just recouped faster.
It was a terrible. Terrible goddamn sequel. Terrible movie. That was just built on hype. But I do congratulate you. I wouldn't even be mad if I didn't get residuals. You know why? Because I just came up 300 grand strong.
Right. You should have invested better.
Should have bought that gold watch.
Yeah, nigga. Should have bought them $30,000 camera y'all nigga rented and shot another video.
Should have invested all in Bitcoin. You'd have been amazing now.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, you wouldn't have to worry about no residual. Nigga, your shit would been stinking good.
But who knew? Let's get on down to NDTV.com. Well, y'all want to hear some? We want some money, boy. I was like, damn, comrade. The real asteroid may make everyone a billionaire on this Earth. Each person would earn roughly several billion dollars if NASA was to retrieve this asteroid and divide it amongst the population. I said, goddamn, comrade, you really think if NASA got a hold of all that money, they going to give everybody in the world $1 billion?
Nope.
It'll collapse,
well, you know, it'd be a good idea. They should. Only the strong will survive. Half of them be gone by drugs, obesity, heart attack.
I mean, they should at least wipe out everybody's debt. Yeah,
we can clean out all debt, and then if you already paid your debt, you get $100,000. You paid your house off.
We'll throw you $100,000. I want you to understand, bro. Hey, Jamal, you remember nigga Carl? He told me about this shit in 2020, I think. He says a goddamn asteroid rolling around in space worth trillions of dollars, a gold asteroid. I said, you lying to me. He said he was telling me about astro mining when they were like, when they call it, what they call that shit? It's not a comet. What is it?
A meteor?
They call it, whatever they do. They call it space mining. I said, bro, do you know if any country get that, they're in the most power in the world?
Y'all ready to go up?
Go up, well, hell yeah.
Get that money.
Go.
I want you to understand something that don't make sense and how money is irrelevant to life. You mean to tell me this asteroid could contain a core of iron or nickel and gold worth $10 quadrillion? No one has that money. How do you put that value on something that you don't even know probably won't kill you?
You know, they just figuring out by the weight and the ton. I mean, they tell us a lie. Because it probably worth gazillions. I don't even know how to go past that. Brandon?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't wait for my billion, boy. The next thing you know, everybody be quadrillionaires. And we'd be in the same boat.
I was about to say, if everybody was a billionaire, then
the economy will collapse because everybody will fucking stop working. But if you nigga pay off debts, we'll be fine. We'll spend more money.
Well, if everybody was a billionaire, everything would cost, you know, $1 million. You had to pay $1.5 million at the fucking grocery store or some shit, you know.
Come get these two apples, nigga. They $1 million. Yeah, $100,000.
Bread would be $10,000 a fucking loaf and shit, you know.
If you gave everybody $1 billion, like I told you, man, 2 months of motherfucking not working, they'll be crawling back on their knees to go do some labor. I'll do anything. I'm tired of sitting at home talking to my neighbor.
Dude, if I got a billy, I ain't got to talk to my neighbor. I ain't got to talk to nobody.
You ain't got to talk to your neighbor. But the motherfucker who like to go cheat on their wives, or their wives cheating on their husband with the work people, or like to go to work and talk to people, especially them lonely motherfuckers who work is their life, they'll get their billy back.
And everybody just open up their own business and shit, you know.
I was like, you would think it would like boost the economy, but it'll be like too many niggas with businesses open.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When that media fall in your backyard, what the government do?
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
I was going to take the horns, but that was funnier. Moving on down.
Let me get a chunk of it, nigga, before you take some with it. Nigga, look how I fucked up my child swing set. You ain't got no kids. Well, I want some.
but how many $1 trillion is the U.S. in debt? Like 36?
35.
Believe they're coming 36. For a cut of your billy, I promise. Dig us out of this hole. Yeah, you ain't getting no billy. You get about 500 milli.
I just don't understand how you put money on a media that you don't know what the fuck is actually in it, unless you had a piece of it.
Gold, go ahead, baby. Jermaine. Gold. Nah, do
your
thing.
Hey, man, moving on, man. Shout out to all y'all people got them Toyota Priuses. 55,000 cars. Doors can fly open while driving if you don't have it locked. And I'm like, wow. I love the comments. What, Brandon? What somebody said, Brandon?
Somebody was like, did they partner with Boeing?
So you telling me a normal feature like me not unlocking my door while I'm driving, that bitch may just fly open and say, holla at you, Jamal, like a transformer, but it don't catch you?
Perhaps, yes.
Man, nigga, you want them suicide doors, don't you, nigga?
And I love the black comment. What do they call it? That's a luxury you should be using so nobody won't take your car while you hit the light.
It's got them homicide doors.
I like that even better, yeah. bro, understand, only niggas I know drive Prius are really, really Brian Griffin. I don't know, that's some random ass niggas. Well, I've seen some random niggas in some Prius. I'm like, why'd you get that car? It's good on gas. You can go 35, you can go 99 miles, nigga, with your doors flying off now. Think about it, it's a Jeep Prius.
Take the doors off for the summer.
Yeah, fuck the hole, nigga. Let's start some drifting.
You haven't taken me to get my oil change and the car throw you out.
I'm with
my brakes are scrubbing, the car throw you out.
And then, you know what they put on your obituary?
Man, now that's a real shame when folks be throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that.
Damn shame, boy. Moving on down to Fortune.com. Gen Z favorite Doc Martin is struggling as the CEO steps down. And it might be because the shoes last too long.
Dude, real talk. I've got a pair of Doc Martens that I have had since like 2004.
That's good. Hey, $230 for boots you have 15 years.
Yeah, those other boots I got have to be going on, shit, probably 6 or 7.
Bro, you are
look brand new. They are
a good brand shoe, B-Rock. Like, don't take away from your method, nigga. Y'all nigga make for everlasting shoes. And I know two things. Y'all don't make the same fucking shoe every time. Y'all make different shoes. People enjoy Doc Martens, bro. They don't give a fuck if you wear them 20 years. Look at white folks. Now, y'all niggas do wear shoes too long, but still.
Shit, like I said, my Docs still look fucking fantastic, well, dude. They're in fantastic shape.
You ever heard of this old, conspiracy theory, but they said they actually prove it? So, you know, this is 150 years ago when the light bulb was made.
What, did they have a forever light bulb, but they couldn't sell any of them, so then they made them start going out?
No, they had a forever light bulb. You know, they still got one light bulb that's been on for like 100-something years. I forget what is it. Yeah, it's a light bulb, like the longest light bulb that's been on. It's not like in a museum or some shit. Or I don't know how that works, but look it up. But they say, like, all these rich people who own the light companies, they say we can make more money if the light bulb don't work that long. And they made a law. That's why most of your products have a limit on them. They make sure your light bulb don't last 50 years. They're going to last 6 months. They make sure your bread is going to last this long. They're going to make sure your shoes last this long. Because the longer you can keep buying, the quicker it goes out, the more money they can keep getting. Just give me a forever light bulb and I'll buy about 400 of them.
Why? See, you wouldn't need 400. I don't know.
You need lights in your house all the time, nigga. Hey, look. If you sold me a forever light bulb, nigga, maybe I can buy different ones, nigga. I might want me some Edison light bulbs that can last, look good in my lighting this week.
Yeah, well, you know, they said that's how they made some type of law that all the businesses can make stuff. What some white person said, you're full of shit. I may be explaining it wrong, but this actually happened.
I believe it.
The longer you have something that is a good product and it lasts for a long time, you can't make a lot of money off of it in the long run. You only make the money in the immediate.
Yeah, you wouldn't see my jaw hit the floor.
Hell no. Nigga, I heard about that dude made that shit, that car running on water. Oh, this free water around here, and he goddamn crack got a pan for gasoline and scrapped his idea and put it in the vault.
And then murdered him later.
Yeah. Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly, my ass, his last word was the government did it.
It was true. That nigga did say that. Yes, he did.
The government killed me, and I was like, you that greedy that you America can't be driving on water? You know how much water is? It's free.
Yeah.
You can kill the Middle East in 6 weeks.
Yeah, they fucked us on that one.
If we can drive cars with water. Would the Middle East have all that money if we stop buying gasoline?
No.
The motherfucker be holding snake oil.
Yeah. they'd be hurting for certain.
All them Bentleys. The motherfucker be back over there living. They'd be struggling. All them princes be around there like, hey, bub. You know, gonna wipe your window? The hubcaps clean, we will break them. They'll let you know the system ain't made to be right.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Just make my water bill $100 a month, but I fill my car up every time.
Right.
I got to keep going to the gas station and go in there and buy snacks and beer. They let me fill my shit up at the house.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
Utterly insane. What you were saying, Jermaine? Moving on. Hey, boy, here, Bill of the Week number two. Money-wise, you're kidding me. Florida man slapped with a $143,000 mobile phone bill after 3 weeks' trip to Europe, despite saying he told them he had travel plans. Just that don't mean nothing.
Yeah, you'll get it when I get it. What was it Christian said? You shouldn't have let me run this phone bill up that high.
I'll be like, shit, I'm going to Metro.
Right. Yeah. I'll see you. I'll call Sprint. Yeah.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
when the phone company want that $143 million back. file for bankruptcy.
Right, you ain't never gonna see it. Yeah, you ain't never gonna see that shit. I'll tell you what, I'll give you $100. We'll call it even.
We'll take it. Because my thing is, I understand how the technology works, but fuck that, dude. If it's work on a boat, you are overcharging me. You got satellite pinging everything that I do. I should be able to talk on my phone on open waters. They use it as a scam so they can charge you more money. If the phone works in the middle of the ocean, it should be able to work anywhere for free for the same amount that you're paying, right?
But yeah, if it works, then, you know, if you're going to charge me, then don't let it connect to anything.
Yeah, they almost hit me with that shit one time. I said, whoa. I said, it is $8 a minute.
Right, how do you calculate that? How do you figure? Yeah.
Oh yeah, my homeboy, her children went on a cruise with her. They older now. They when they were young, they all three had cell phone. Woo, the motherfucker was calling their friends. She had an $8,000 phone bill after that cruise was over. She let them cut all them phones off and went to another company.
I mean, yeah, you got to. You ain't never gonna see that. $8,000. Fucking get out of here. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, man. Moving on down. Hey, boy. What'd you mean? Did he fall asleep?
No, I had to handle something. I'm here.
Oh, boy. This is an insider edition. Boy, this is weird. This is niche terror. This is the Burning Man at his finest. This is a different story. Sorry about that. Mother found dead in clothing donation box at Florida Mall. Police say. I want you to understand, as much as y'all talking about we stand with the Ukraine, the Palestine, we need to find a man who throwed a mother in a donation box dead.
Goodwill donation box, my nigga. Goodwill.
We should be wondering why our people ain't getting nobody to check on this type of shit. Let's donate some money to stop these people with problems. Which, if you like giving people the Charles Lee Ray special, we have a clinic for you.
This is true. It's insane to me. Like, bro, do you know the brass you got to have to put a motherfucker in a donation box? Or did she climb there and try to get some of them clothes and got stuck?
That's what they saying. I said, that's insane. Oh, well, if she was in one, well, maybe if she won them goddamn new metal donation box, boy, it's a wrap for you. You can get in, but you can't get out.
I mean, it's a Goodwill. They probably would have just gave them to her if she'd asked.
And boy, sorry to the man that had to open that donation box. That much smell like eggs in there.
Yeah, all them clothes got to get thrown out.
Them clothes, nigga. I don't work here no more, nigga. I be screaming like, hey, look, man. If my old level donation box and the bitch fall out and she ain't breathing, I'd be screaming like two women. Ah, I'm about to sue y'all, nigga. I ain't, nigga, I can't open up no more doors, nigga. I'm scared for the rest of my life, nigga. All my doors got to be open. My house door, the car door, nigga. I need to sue somebody.
Boy, so she was in a curbside container for donated shoes, clothing and toys in a Winn-Dixie parking lot. That way nobody find her for a week because it was Winn-Dixie.
I hate to laugh, but yeah, you're right.
I mean, them 10 niggas didn't go there and go and see they had no clean kicks in there. God damn, boy.
But I've seen people try to get in them 10s, and I'm like, what you doing, bro? Go in there and steal that shit out of Goodwill. What's security going to do? Bust you in the head?
Right.
They actually do have security at Goodwill. I don't know what's that about.
They don't want you stealing them free goods.
You might be right that them niggas charge too much money on.
Yes, moving on down to unilad.com. Body cam from a police officer He recorded a UFO crash and landing in a Las Vegas backyard. We talked about this years ago. Now y'all bringing this up?
Yeah, you remember those aliens out there?
Yeah. When the police officer tell you he see aliens, just remember, they are real. He ain't. You think he was in there huffing it the same thing as the people who house he went to?
Maybe.
What did you do, man? I wouldn't even go. I can't go back to work, nigga, after I seen that shit. Nigga, I'm on the excavation, nigga. I got to get my mind together.
Yeah, boy, you got to get one of them, what do they call it when you leave work for a while?
Sabbatical. You need something unsafe. I need
when you got your mental illness is strange.
Fucking FMLA.
Yeah, I got to be out for 14 years, but I seen that alien. They shot me in the chest. You didn't put that in your report. It's in there now.
And that's the end of part one. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Come back Friday for the exciting conclusion of part two.